My name is Christopher Peter and welcome to the Christopher Peter Review. My perspective is on the current race between former President Donald Trump and current Vice President Kamala Harris. Political campaigns involve a great level of mudslinging, insults, and fabrications. Both Republicans and Democrats are guilty of this. Anti-Trumpers cast the former president as the reincarnation of Hitler. Anti-Harris people point out her mental mistakes and perceptions drawn from that. That is the nature of politics, but not how the election will be won. Democrats want to make it appear like they do not take part in the mudslinging, but they are being dishonest. There is a great deal of projecting onto others what is true about themselves, and deflecting responsibility for their actions. That is at the core of the average everyday progressive. How many times have they called Trump deranged, fat, weird, and hurled insults at his supporters? Trump has been guilty of the same reckless behaviors, calling Harris dumb rather than highlighting the clear evidence of her incompetence. In reality, Trump does not need to go low to defeat Harris, because the reality is her record, positions, and judgment are disqualifying to most rational people. Trump would be better off highlighting her radical positions, statements, and actions that are clear as day, and her bad judgment was made clear as day with her selection of Tim Walz as her running mate. In 2020, Democrat voters saw Kamala Harris for who she truly is. They felt she was far too radical for a person seeking to become the President of the United States. Before any votes were cast in a primary contest of only Democratic voters, she had to step aside because there was no path forward. Voters simply were not willing to embrace a person who was ill-prepared and fringeworthy as she was. What has changed since then? Not much for the better if you really paid attention. Kamala Harris served as the vice president during one of the most critically poor performances of any presidential administration. The economy struggled. Communities deteriorated due to violence. Our borders were a mess, and the world went to war. Harris played a role in all this chaos and calamity. She might not have had the Border Czar title, but she was in charge of finding a strategy to solve the border crisis early on and completely missed the goalpost. Not even close. There is really no reason to call her dumb. Rather, show her record that is free of any sliver of success. Her complaints about not being trusted with big assignments because of her performance on the one she actually was tasked to do. Point out her flawed judgment where she bailed out rioters and continues to support fringe organizations. Does a smart person with sound judgment put criminals back on the street simply due to emotional hysteria over an injustice? Does a smart person answer one injustice with even more injustice? Now, we are supposed to believe she is any different than the failed candidate who is inarticulate when trying to deliver any message to the public. In the heat of the Biden coup, Jen Psaki tried to convince viewers she is a much different candidate than what they previously saw. To some degree, she is given that she would have a stronger support staff if she were the nominee versus simply competing for the nomination. The scripted reality that is a national political convention will try to make the radical seem like the norm, especially when dealing with the radical left that is disconnected with the average American voter. The repackaging of failed Soviet economic principles will not lead America to where we need to be, but will continue to the same negligent decline caused by progressives at all levels of government. Trump does not have to even talk about her use of cultural identity for her self-serving political benefit, when there is a clear economic identity of her being clearly economically illiterate. Consider her call for price caps, reminiscent of the Soviet use of price controls that greatly aided their economic collapse and defeat in the Cold War. Kamala Harris fundamentally does not understand how inflation works and what is needed to solve the problem. Listen to her actual statements on the subject, and she is clearly out of her league, as most progressive are. And we should not be surprised why Biden and Harris completely failed in this regard. She wants to solve the housing problem by creating more government projects, which will just continue to fuel the problem because it will not be done the right and proper way. Why blue states are struggling with housing issues is because the markets are suffering from imbalances, caused by progressive policies that caused inflationary conditions that made the need to raise interest rates, and at the same time many limited development of new housing and supportive environmental leanings. So the high cost and low supply drove housing costs up, trapped those who could afford houses in a normal market into apartments, blocking apartments for people who needed them in areas that had low vacancy rates. More inventory is needed, but government projects dubbed as affordable housing is not the answer. Restoring the balance in the market is needed, where people can get the housing they need in communities they are willing to live in, rather than erecting government projects that will be poorly maintained and eventually becoming anchors to once promising communities. Trump should really highlight Kamala Harris's political identity, showing how progressives like Harris embrace radicals, which she clearly demonstrated with her selection for vice president. The clear and obvious choice was Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, but he is not the right religion for her taste and the progressive taste, who clearly hate Christians and Jews, or at the very least have little tolerance for them, but are surprisingly sympathetic for those who support a terrorist organization taking control of a non-nation and launching a horrific attack and then experiencing the ramifications of the war they caused. Harris has maintained the slim margin and energized Democrats who are happy they have a functional candidate, but she is still not favored on the important issues. This is where Trump needs to run a disciplined campaign and really hammer the political and ideological differences between his agenda that has delivered in the past and hers that has harmed so many in the present. Based on ideas, Donald Trump is the better candidate, but he will not be able to show it if he obsesses with petulant attacks and distractions. He still has the advantage, but it is a closer race than many on his side hoped for. Thank you for experiencing this perspective. Please continue to visit the Christopher P. Eater Review.